Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you, and the second website is where you can find out more about my book, The Age of the Customer. And you can buy it there if you want. You can also buy it on Amazon. You know, I don't spend a lot of time hawking my book on the show, but I'll remind you that if you don't want to buy the book but you want to know what's in it, you can go to my regular website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can read all about it there. Almost all of it's in on the website in the form of articles and videos, and so we make it available to you without any cost. But if you'd like it all in one between two covers, nice and pretty, then you can buy the book. I think you can get a good deal on Amazon right now, probably. So I want to talk about something else, and I am going to bring up my new book. And as you know, I don't think I've even ever done a full segment on the new book that I've been working on. You've heard some of my Brain Trust members refer to it because some of them have helped me with it. They've been a resource for me with the book. But the new book is called The Third Ingredient. And the subtitle is the Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. Now I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on the book. I'm gonna talk about why I wrote the book by bringing up the story of what's been going on with Facebook recently. So I started writing this book 10 years ago because I could see things were going to be happening that you and I were not going to be, was going to be detrimental to us. And what happened, what Facebook has done recently with their breach of ethics. And finally, some people are starting to use that word besides me. I've been using the word ethics, the ethics breach for years, but most people just blame the technology. Right, they're mad. They're worried about robots. They're mad at their artificial intelligence, the algorithms, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Well, you know what? That's not what the problem is. The problem is the humans. You know, when a car crash, when two cars crash, we don't blame the car, do we? We blame the drivers, or the weather, or the conditions, but not the cars. The cars didn't cause crash, but. And the technology is the same way. No technology ever built itself. No algorithm is self-replicating. It has to be built by somebody. Whatever the proclivity, whatever the intention, whatever the job of an algorithm is, some human gave it that. And it'll dutifully sit there and crank that out from now till the end of the world. As long as nobody changes it, right? That's what algorithms do, at least for now, anyway. So Facebook breached some major ethics, or at least they allowed ethics to be breached with the information that they collected. I'm not going to go into all the details. You probably know more about it than I do, but they did, and they're in a whole lot of trouble right now. And the point of my book is that we are now at the end of a 10,000-year period where we've used what I'm calling analog ethics, trust, values, things like laws, regulations, money, currency, insurance, weights and measures. Those are all ethical structures. When I say ethical, I know you might be saying, how's money like trust? Well, you trust money, don't you? So there you go. So they're all ethical elements. If you'll just let me use ethics as a metaphor. I also use the term passive forces in the book. And when you read the book, you'll see what I mean by that. But the point I'm making here is, in the book, I make the point that we're at the end of this 10,000-year period where we've successfully governed our lives, controlled our excesses with what I call analog ethics. I've apparently coined that term. Nobody had used that before me, analog ethics. And so, but now we're coming to a period of time, the digital age, where everything is moving at the speed of light and at the speed of gigahertz, which is billions of cycles per second, right? That's faster than miles per hour and RPMs, which is what the analog age, how we governed our analog age at that speed. Now we've got these new speeds. So here's the question: how do we help Mr. Zuckerberg put trust on his platform? Well, he didn't do it before. And now he's saying the government should come in and regulate his industry. He would be okay with some regulations. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Regulations are also an analog ethic. They're also an analog passive force because they're always doing it behind the curve. A regulation always enforces after the damage is done, after the breach has happened. And the point I'm making, and the point I make in the new book, this digital leverage is so powerful, we could get to the point where we could have a breach that if we didn't stop it before the breach, after the breach, we can't recover from that. And that's the thing we need to worry about. We can't wait on the government. Zuckerberg should not wait on the government to impose ethics on his own platform. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.